start the recording and do the roll call.
Sure, of course, Dave, certainly. Please start the call recording and I'll start the roll call. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALEC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement call, taking place on Tuesday, 2nd of August 2016 at 16:30 UTC. On the call today on the English channel, we have Dave Ananthilaxi, Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Danielle Nangaka, Cheryl Langdonor, Tijani Benjema, Maureen Hilliard, Alfredo Calderon, Glenn McKnight, and Ali Elmeshar. On the Spanish channel, we have Marisa Guerrero. Currently, we don't have anyone on the French channel. We have apologies from Heidi Ulrich, Bartlett Morgan, Janice Lenz, and Ellen Greenberg. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Deborah Escaler, and myself, Yishim Nazar. Our French interpreter today is Carrie, and our Spanish interpreter is Veronica. And finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. Thank you very much, Dave. Over to you.
Thank you, Yasin. This is Dave Ananthilaxi, and welcome everyone to the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee call. So on this call, we're going to be I just wanted to take the opportunity to look at what should be our immediate work items or objectives leading up to ICANN 57. So I prepared a table of possible things that we need to do. And of course, I want to, you know, I'm looking to you, the outreach and engagement members, if they have particular work ideas, items that they wish to add to this, or we want to modify these work items. I put all of these items up on the wiki, and I will now paste the link here. So, and as we walk through it, we can then look back on what was done before, and therefore, see what has been working for us, and or what hasn't worked for us, and what can we do going forward. Okay, so let's get right to it. Well, I see staff has already generated a PDF of the page in question. Sorry, my computer suddenly froze there. Okay, so one of the key items is to work on outreach activities for ICANN 57 to take place during ICANN 57 in Hyderabad, India. So as you know, Hyderabad, India and ICANN 57 is going to be a 7 to 8 day event. It's probably using the meeting C format. And on the outreach call in Helsinki, we outlined several, Satish and Maureen and Sirinush from AP Rallo made some preliminary suggestions based on conversations that AP Rallo had during ICANN 56. So I just want to suggest, well, one thing, two follow-ups that need to happen, and I guess this is perhaps for either for staff or perhaps maybe somebody from AP Rallo has the information already, is to populate the wiki page for outreach activities for ICANN 57. Because some ideas were expressed during that the outreach engagement call in Helsinki. Maureen? Have your hand raised?
Thank you, Dave. Maureen, for the record. The leadership team, AP Rallo leadership team, had a meeting with Sylvia a few hours ago, and we are working, we were just doing some follow-up on that meeting in Helsinki. There is some information on our on our the workspace at the moment, but we're developing those and looking at all the sorts of activities that APULO is going to be involved in organising. So nothing sort of totally confirmed as yet, but we're Hollywood's going to put together a table of activities, and because we're looking at, for some of our activities, we're looking at costs. So as soon as that becomes available, I'll make sure that the outreach working group is informed of progress.
Okay. Thanks, Maureen. This is Dave. And indeed, I see Sylvia has put the link to the APULO space wiki page for this. So thanks for that. And perhaps let's keep the outreach and engagement page with links to that. And as we develop what we can do for that event at ICANN 57. Let's see, Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. Do you hear me now? You hear me
yes,
now?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Tijani speaking. As you know, APULO will prepare a capacity building program for their ALSs in Hyderabad, and for some NGOs that they will bring in Hyderabad, and. They asked me to help, and I committed to help. I spoke with Satish and proposed him that since we will prepare a program for capacity building, doing it for 5 persons or for 25 persons, it's exactly the same. So why don't bring some students or some teachers in the universities in Hyderabad that are linked directly to the ICTs, to the internet, and make the capacity building for them also. And this will be a very good way of outreach for those people, for APULO. Satish found the idea good, and he promised to discuss it with the APULO. I hope it was discussed, and I think that it is a good way to have people to have an outreach activity with more or less no big effort. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Ajani. This is Dave. And let's like to say, of course, make sure that as we start to work on all those outreach activities, and let's ensure that we have it all documented on the wiki as to what are the ideas, so we can now work on a very thorough thread of what are our outreach activities are in ICANN 57. I mean, I've heard the discussion regarding the NGOs. I believe there was also some discussion about the ambassadors coming to, the RALO ambassadors coming to the Hyderabad outreach to the local universities and so forth. But I see other persons in the queue. Ali, go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. This is Ali Al-Mishal. Yes, Tijani, responding to Tijani. Yes, today we were having our APULO month strategy meeting for the outreach activity, as Maureen just mentioned. And there were a number of initiatives, a number of, plans to do. That's why we said let's coordinate all of these thoughts and plans and see how we can go along with all of these. What can we do? And what we can do due to the tight schedule of the ICANN meeting in Hyderabad. So number of things were raised, and we are now documenting all of these. I'm sure we'll be sharing it with the outreach committee here once we have at least something solid to discuss. But yes, these things were discussed, and we are looking into the possibilities to accommodate whatever we can do. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Ali. And, okay, Cheryl?
Thank you. Cheryl Langanore for the record. Of course, we will have had a summer school activity as a day zero activity on not specifically related to ICANN, but immediately before ICANN, and that in itself may act as a an outreach, at least to local interested parties. But that said, we also need to realise that the logistics in Hyderabad are also going to limit what we can realistically do in any given day, depending on our schedule. Just wait if you are not actually accommodated on site as to how long you will be in traffic and how late you will be to everything you try and get to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Cheryl. This is Dave. So my next question is, how often do you think this, the subgroup within AP Rallo and this working subcommittee will need to meet to organize, to coordinate and to document the ideas for what outreach activities we want to do, and then start really detailing that out on the wiki page. Maureen?
Thank you, Dave. Maureen, for the record. We had our initial meeting this morning, and Ali and Sylvia can back me up on this one, but we proposed to include, to be involved in this meeting as well as in the capacity building working group. The group will increase in size as we sort of like just start to coordinate a lot more of our activities. We just wanted to sort of like get a better handle on what our involvement was before we sort of like engaged other people. And I think that there are quite a few activities sort of like going on, and we wanted to sort out like what we might be responsible for and what we would be sharing with other people. So everyone will definitely be in engaged, and we'll let everyone know. Thank you.
Thanks. This is Dave. Sylvia has her hand raised. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Yes, thank you, Dave. This is Sylvia. Just to add on to what Maureen said, on the wiki page, you already can see some of the ideas. Basically, there will be an outreach event, some sort of cocktail or showcase, possibly with a folkloric performance, some sort of cultural performance. We are still talking about the numbers, and AP Rallo will query the list and see how many people are going to travel on their own. There is also the possibility, and Satish is working with the government to find some financing to bring the Indian LSS to participate in person. There are 6 Indian LSS, so possibly 2 per LS, that would be 12. And so there will be people attending in person, and they are definitely a target for these capacity building activities, as well as the NGOs that may participate as well. So there are several ideas on the table now. They are being discussed, and Satish and everybody is working to get more people involved. So please stay tuned, and let's continue sharing information and brainstorming on how to maximize the event. And the other comment is I wanted to bring up is the Tribal Ambassador pilot. And you know, this project is targeted to individuals who are members of indigenous groups in the U.S. and Canada. And so this is kind of a fellowship. And the fellowship will be awarded by an independent selection committee. So there will be 2 participants who will be coming to Hyderabad in person. So the tribal ambassadors. And so that will be an excellent opportunity as well to work with them and to include them in the plans of the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee. So that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sylvia. This is Dave. And thanks for mentioning the link and about the Tribal Ambassador pilot. And I see you posted a link in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So it looks like some good preliminary discussions are happening. I just wanted to just give some ideas to, okay, so may I suggest that perhaps Maureen be the project lead in terms of reporting back to outreach and engagement, and also to just to make sure coordinate with everybody and ensure that the wiki pages is updated and so forth. Maureen, can I ask you to take that role?
Thanks, Jeff. Maureen, for the record. Yes, between Sylvia and I, I'm sure we'll keep everything up to speed.
Okay,
sure.
Great.
I will be happy to help.
Great. Thanks for that. Okay, so that's one key work item. And as the wiki page is populated, we can then work on a proper schedule for conference calls dedicated to actually plan out these outreach activities, you know, be it the NGOs, tribal ambassadors, having the ALSs present, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's one work item that's to be worked on. The second thing was to help develop the outreach and engagement strategies. This is coming out of a requirement of CROP, the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program, and the idea is for the members of this group to work with the RELO in developing an outreach strategy for each RELO. This was done for FY16, and CROP FY17 has begun. And therefore, these proposals need to be developed by the RELOs and the outreach and engagement members, and submitted to the regional global stakeholder engagement DPs. And only what thereafter that approval can COP proposals be filed. So until that has happened, no RELO can file COP proposals until that outreach plan is in place. So, I believe Naralo has been the only, I could be wrong, I haven't checked the wiki as yet. I know Naralo has probably put together their outreach plan, and that was approved by the regional GSC. And I believe all of the other RELOs are working to develop each of their plans for submission to the regional GSC. So I see two hands raised, Tijani and Ali. Tijani?
Thank you, Dev. Tijani speaking. AFRALO have developed its strategic plan and got it approved by the vice chair, vice president for Africa. So it is now on the CROP page as approved strategy. Thank you.
Ah, thanks for that update, Tijani. Thanks for that. Ali?
Same here. The strategy has been approved and it's been uploaded on the CROP a few days long time ago.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So in fact, so it's three RELOs have outreach strategies in hand. For Lakwalo, the outreach plan is still under review and comment. And I believe Yoralo has also been. I know they've had some preliminary discussions in Helsinki with the Yoralo leadership. At least has had some preliminary discussion with the regional GSC. I believe they had the opportunity to discuss it, some things in Helsinki. And so I think that is also in track. Okay, so, all right, so that is the other work items. And the ONE co-chairs can work to coordinate any updates to these strategies and so forth, if there are updates that to be had, to be made. Okay. So seeing no further comments on this, the next work item, to build on the presentation, to introduce or promote at large, then this is the presentation that was developed by this subcommittee for the ICANN 56 Helsinki meeting with the next gen students, and you know, what could be added or removed or improved. So just to recap, on Monday during the ICANN 56 Helsinki meeting, we had what I think was perhaps for the very first time a proper engagement with the next gen students, and a presentation was shown that tried to explain what is at large, you know, what we do, how do we get involved, how do you engage, and I thought the session actually went quite well, and I really welcome the opportunity to have that session. I think it's something that perhaps we should repeat for any ICANN face-to-face meeting, to have that interaction with the next-gen students, and potentially also with the fellows. So the questions are, and I guess I'll throw it out to the group quickly. Were there any comments regarding this? And you know, what could be added or improved or removed from the presentation? Because now we have this from presentation that any relo can now take, for example, for its outreach activities, in terms of if they're going to an outreach event, they can use this presentation to explain what is at large and what we do, and how to join or how to become involved in at large. Any comments or observations or questions? Floor is open. Well, seeing silence, I assume. Cheryl, I see. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Dev, Cheryl, for the record. And I just wanted to put to voice what I put in the chat, which is a reiteration of what Tijani raised at the Hyderabad meeting, and that is that we do need to try and avoid some of the clashes that we couldn't avoid in Hyderabad, I admit, in Helsinki, but when we are trying to put our best foot forward and show off as much as possible the diversity that we have and what we do, it's probably wise if we can avoid clashing with timing for other key ALAP meetings at least. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for that, Cheryl. And I think perhaps a way to do that would be to work closely with the next gen ICANN staff. And I see Deborah has a hand raised. Deborah, please go ahead.
Hi. So just a comment. The experience that the next gen had at the session was very positive. I had a lot of good feedback from the group. They learned a lot, and so I feel like it was a positive experience for them. In Hyderabad, I think our session, just FYI, for your information, will be a lunchtime session. So as you're planning this meeting, you might want to keep that in mind. We're not sure. Normally our sessions are in the morning, but I believe in Hyderabad it is going to be a lunchtime session. It'll probably run around 2 hours, so we will be booked daily for a two-hour block.
Okay. Okay, so thanks, Deborah. This is Dave. So a question then. So then that means that during that two-hour block, we can have an interactive session similar to like what happened at the ICANN 56 Helsinki meeting, correct?
Well, during that two-hour block, that's when I have speakers coming in, individual speakers to come in to speak to the next gen. So they'll be booked during that time. So right. If you wanted them to attend the at-large session, that's why I'm letting you know they will not be available during that two-hour block. Of course, we won't know what our schedule is for quite some time, but, you know, I will keep you posted.
Okay. Thanks, Deborah. This is Dave again. So, just thinking that perhaps what will definitely should happen was that we will then like to try to come to the one of the next gen blocks on a D, so that we can show what is at large and so forth, and repeat what was done for ICANN 56. So obviously, we'll as the schedule gets further developed, we'll work on booking an appropriate time with the next gen students. Ali, your hand was raised. Sorry, go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, well, normally what happens is the speakers that come in run about 15 minutes each. So, and I know that the at-large session was quite longer than that. So, but we can work out the logistics later. Normally during these sessions, we have people come in and speak for about a 15-minute block each. So if you're going to want longer than that, we might want to attend a specific session for at-large. So just FYI.
Okay. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. All right. Ali, your hand was raised. Is it you took it down? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So one of the things that we probably do need to do is to, like I say, build on the presentation. And perhaps what we can do is reach out to those persons that actually joined the fellowship. Some of the fellows that actually joined the outreach and engagement group. So what I will do is reach out to them, and let's see if we can work to update the presentation and answer any unresolved questions in the slides that perhaps were read by, when they attended the session. And perhaps, I guess this is a question for Deborah. When you say you had feedback, was it some form of written feedback that could be shared with the group, or was it just informal feedback, talking to the next-gen students?
We have a wrap-up session, informal, at the end of ICANN 56. We had an informal wrap-up session, and we talked about all the sessions that had taken place and all of the experiences that they had had during the week. And so it was informal. And then, of course, I do a survey and ask about the session. So it was no specific feedback. And, they felt like they did learn a lot, and they at the end of each day, we did have a TED space, and they felt like the at-large session was enlightening, and they had a positive experience with it.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. So perhaps, thanks, Deborah. This is Dave. So what I can do is then make an action item to reach out to those persons, and then those persons that joined the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee, they already sent some input via email, and I'll probably share that with the group and work to update the presentation based on their comments. The key thing regarding the comments made were that they wanted more information about how the actual working groups were. We just said that they were working groups and there were two types, but what were the actual working groups? Could there be a slide or two explaining what each of the working groups did or citing some examples? So I'll work to follow up with that. With them on the presentation, and then update it. Deborah, you have a hand raised. Is that an old hand or is it another comment?
Nope, not me.
Oh, okay. Very well. So let's move ahead on to the next proposed work item. And that is to, seek and find outreach events for at-large to add to the outreach calendars created by the SC. So I just want to hope that and reiterate that the idea behind coming up with the outreach calendars was so that the RALOs can plan in advance for possible outreach events to consider to attend to. So the intent is for the outreach calendars are for that, the ONE members and the RALO leadership can look at the calendar, see what's coming up ahead, decide in terms of allocation, how many travelers should go to that event, in terms of the size of the event, you know, how many events, outreach events there are in the region, and so forth. So I believe the calendars are straightforward. The members are aware of how they work and so forth, so you don't need to spend too much time on it. Well, if anybody has any questions, you know, please raise their hand on it. But it's just something that, you know, that this is an ongoing exercise, and it's important to seek to update the calendar and also to review the calendar. Okay, any comments or questions? Okay, so moving ahead to the next work item would be to ongoing collaboration and participation in ICANN's civil society approach. And this is the idea being that as ICANN develops its civil society approach, and one of the things that they are looking at is to come up with a form of a cohesive strategy for reaching out to civil society or to those organizations and individuals that self-identify themselves as civil society, that ICANN, there is a place for in ICANN, multi-stakeholder community for civil society. And we want to ensure from an outreach and engagement perspective that, you know, the at-large is seen as a home to civil society individuals and or organizations. So the civil society, the ICANN's group, meets, I would say, once a month or at least once every 2 months as they work to develop their strategies, and they bring out the strategies for comment and feedback. So currently, I think it's mostly the co-chairs are the ones that follow the civil society approach. So if there are other persons that are willing to also be involved in this, you know, please let us know, so that what happens when the invite goes out to the civil society meeting session, you can also get the invite, and therefore attend. Any comments or questions on this? Regarding civil society? Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Dave. Olivier Clapano speaking. I have a question with regards to the membership of this civil society engagement system. Are we, as the outreach and engagement working group, to be the members of this group, or how does it work? Because the concern I've seen so far is the large number of people from NCSG and from NCUC and NPOC and little involvement from at large. So I was just going to ask, you know, to what extent we are to have maybe a liaison or maybe something for us to have a regular update on what's going on there.
Thanks, Olivia. It's a good question. And ideally right now, I believe what has happened is that the co-chairs from the ONE have been the ones most involved in the civil society engagement approach document. There's only been actually two calls, I believe. And there's also a mailing list for the civil society group that was established. It's just, I don't recall seeing any recent activity on it. So I would say that I would like, you know, persons at least to be, if they wish to be considered to take the project lead on this, but from each of the regions to be involved in the civil society, I think that would be very welcomed. So that's my comment on it. But I haven't seen any recent communication for civil society engagement approach of reasons. So, but I imagine there will be something happening very soon. Cheryl?
Thank you, Dave. Cheryl, for the record. Yes, it has gone a little quiet for a while, and that's probably because in a meeting before Helsinki, there was a fair amount of discussion and debate between staff assisting in this venture and the communities involved, the community members involved, which probably needs to take a little bit of digestion and refocusing. The long story short, it really is time for the user communities within ICANN who see themselves as either civil society or with vested interest in civil society outreach and engagement to be more proactive and to design the model a little bit more themselves. Now, that said, it would be excellent if we could have more at-large community members and particularly people from each of the RALOs take an active interest in this group. It is not an onerous task. It's a sort of a philosophical meeting of minds and seeing how we can work smarter, not harder. If you want a liaison from this group, I'm happy to act in that capacity. I don't believe I've missed any of their meetings yet, but at the moment it is quite quiet.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks, Cheryl. This is Dave. So, and indeed, it's been relatively quiet. So I think for those persons that as I say, that self-identify themselves as civil society and are already members of At Large, I think this will be, and obviously in this outreach and engagement subcommittee, this is probably a unique opportunity to follow what ICANN is doing in reaching out to civil society and giving feedback as to whether is this the right message, is At Large being represented appropriately, and ensuring that again that when civil society actors, individuals, organizations are joining ICANN and seeing the multi-stakeholder community, they see that At Large is also a home for such civil society actors. Great. Let's see. Okay, and Glenn has posted a link to the fellowship, the stakeholder analysis tool. That's going to be discussed, which is actually the next item. So any other thoughts or comments? So I think what we can do, just to make sure that everybody is aware of the civil society approach, perhaps we can just do a call for persons who wish to follow and track the ICANN civil society approach, post that to the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee as an update. So let's just note that as an action item, so we can just get some more persons and from all the relos involved in following the civil society engagement in ICANN. And Maritza is asking a question, just to look at the question. Yes, that, I believe that this is the wiki for ICANN's civil society group. So thanks for finding it. Okay, so next item on the as a proposed work item, updating the ICANN stakeholder analysis tool to track other stakeholders in ICANN. This was demonstrated at the ICANN 56 Helsinki meeting, and got good feedback on it. And I'm looking now to even incorporate what the at-large participants in it. Right now, it's the spreadsheet as it is tracks the CCNSO, the fellowship, and the GAC membership by region and by territory. So the next step is to integrate that with the RALO dashboards so that we can now line up who are the at-large representatives in those countries and regions, and therefore expand the stakeholder analysis tool. Glenn has been updating the tool, and I've been working to update it, and making sure how it all works in the background. So I'm willing to continue doing this because it's something I'm interested in from a deep dive analysis of this tool. So any thoughts or comments on this stakeholder analysis tool? Okay, great. All right. Then we can move on to the next agenda item. The next item on the work, on the proposed work items for ICANN 57. And that is, and this is one that was there from previous, which is collaborate with the at-large capacity building working group in order to ensure that future capacity building webinars are complementary to the outreach and engagement strategies developed by this subcommittee. So it's not, I guess it's not really a in-depth project. It's really more just to make sure that we are kept aware of what is happening in the capacity building working group in terms of their discussions. And if we have any ideas and suggestions for the capacity building working group, you know, take it to the capacity building working group to ensure that, well, that the appropriate capacity building sessions can be developed. So any thoughts or comments in terms of what possible ideas for capacity building webinars or something that anybody thinks should be added to improve outreach and engagement? Just floor is open. You don't have to come up with comments or suggestions now. Okay. So seeing no hands raised. We can then also just, as I say, as a regular update to the outreach and engagement mailing list, just keep asking people what ideas do you have for capacity building webinars, and especially when the capacity building working group has made a request for possible topics to be raised, to be developed by the capacity building working group for possible topics. So that's okay. All right. The next item that was on our work plan was the creation of e-books using existing materials. Glenn McKnight was the project lead on this. I don't know if Glenn. I mean, I know quite a lot of work has been done already on this. Do you have anything you want to add to this item? Or okay, nope. Very well. Yes, perhaps Glenn, I know there's a wiki page with all of these e-books there. We probably have to make sure and link it to the proposed items so that we know, because I couldn't find it initially before the call. Deborah, you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a comment. I'm looking at the agenda, and it says Jeff Dunn in DPRD, who leads the online learning platform. It's actually Elizabeth Andrews, as Jeff is no longer with us.
I see. That is correct. That probably needs to be updated. So thanks, yeah. Thanks, Debo. And I guess.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. So. So the next proposal work item is something regarding working group revitalization. This topic is actually was scheduled for discussion at ICANN 56, but the discussion was postponed. The topic, I believe, was to look at how some working groups are relatively inactive or are inactive. And how do we revitalize those working groups so that these working groups can become active again? Maureen, I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. Maureen, for the record. Yes, well, I've been working with this on this particular activity with the ALEC, and I think we came to a good decision that there are some working groups that actually are now defunct, and they will be defunct mainly because they're no longer relevant. They may have completed their role, But there are some groups that may appear to be inactive, but they're not actually, I mean, they are inactive currently, but they're still in existence because there are some, you know, there are issues that arise sort of like not on a regular basis, and a lot of those working groups are working on that sort of topic. So we had left it up to the chairs to sort of like probably inform the ALAC a little bit more regularly about, you know, where the working group is at. But at the moment, we're still working through some issues on for some groups. And Olivia might have something more to say on this. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen, and I'm sure Olivia does have something to say on this. Olivia, go ahead.
Thanks very much, David. It's Olivia Clapana-Blanc speaking, and thanks, Maureen, for this quick rundown of where we are. Unfortunately, as it's said here, the topic was scheduled to be discussed in ICANN 56, but it was postponed. I would hope that this gets discussed as soon as possible. My view is that we have these amazing working groups that don't seem to be doing much. It's primarily, the people that are supposed to lift the working group into moving forward are the chairs. If the chairs don't have time or have moved on, and I think in some cases it is the case, then the ALAC needs to reappoint new chairs. And there are plenty of people on the ALAC who are twiddling their thumbs and that would be very happy to, I'm sure, to assume the chairmanship of a vibrant or potentially vibrant working group. It's only through these vibrant working groups that we would end up being able to scale up and to involve more people. I remind you all that the ALAC mailing list has got open archives, but nobody else apart from ALAC members are able to write onto the ALAC mailing list, so it makes it very difficult to have good discussions on that. Working groups are a perfect way to do the actual heavy lifting and work that is needed, especially when it comes down to policy. That's all. Thanks.
Thanks. And this is Dave. Thanks, Olivia. And I mean, I can agree more. I would say like the new GTLD working group is probably one that needs urgent revitalization and activation, given the amount of activity, policy discussions are happening within the GNSO, the subsequent procedures, working groups happening in that. So the time for actual policy involvement is, I would say, now in that. So fully agree. Cheryl?
Thank you, Cheryl, for the record. Look, just on things like the new GTLD work, which is the subsequent procedures one, is the one I am particularly familiar with. We do have a number of particularly active, to say the least, representatives on those PDP process working groups within the GNSO. So let's not lose sight of the fact that, you know, it's not like we're not having input into policy here. We are. What we need, however, is to have a conduit or effective method of facilitating the opinions, thoughts, desires and concerns of the edge communities from our at-large structures within the RALOs to feed into what is being represented and purported in these working groups as being in the best interests of our internet end users and individual domain name registrars. So it may be that a slight shift in type of work group may also happen, for example, and I'm not suggesting the weekly or several times a week regularity of what we did in support of your members of the CCWG and CWG during the very busy last 18 months of those two activities, but to have a dedicated and relatively regular meeting where people can review what's going on in these PDP and policy pieces and get engaged right from the at-large structure members. Note, I'm not just saying the representatives of the ALSs here. I am talking about rank and file, if they're interested. Those sorts of opportunities for a little bit of revitalisation of the various working groups could be quite useful. And I think the new GTLD's one is an ideal example where you really don't need a navel-gazing exercise from a hand-picked group of vested interest, opinionated individuals. Is that clear enough for everybody? Talking about new GTLDs, their merit and whether they should happen at all, we do need to find out what is in the view of the communities we represent in their best interest as we go forward. So we might just need to look at the mandates as well as the mechanisms and expectations. It may not be monthly meetings. It may be, you know, once a quarter. But these processes need the from-the-edge input, and that's what we need to try and facilitate, at least I believe, in our outreach and engagement activities. Thank you. Oh, I even get a musical interlude. I'm being gently waltzed off stage.
Beautiful exit.
Okay. Thanks, Charlotte. This is Dave. Yes, I think very good points. I think it's just that, and I agree, but, you know, perhaps a slightly different approach. It doesn't have to be a rigid type of, you know, weekly meetings or whatever, but I do get a sense that, you know, the at-large community, there's an opportunity for the at-large community to get involved, and the persons that are already involved in the GNSO subsequent procedures perhaps could be the conduit to help point them to where things are, you know, and so that they can get involved. So I wanted to include this because I think this working group revitalization is something that I think is very important because it's really how working groups are, how the at-large community can be engaged in at-large. So that's why I wanted to keep it in there. So my next question is, of course, what's your idea? What should be the outreach and engagement? This outreach and engagement subcommittee should be working on. What's your comments? What's your thoughts as to what the outreach and engagement subcommittee should be doing? The floor is open, and we have about 5 minutes left on this. Anyone? The floor is open.
Dave, it's Olivia.
Olivia, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, and sorry, I had to step out from my computer. Just a quick one. I think the war on acronyms is one thing we should be working on. I know that we keep on saying, please don't use acronyms, but we still find them all over the place. We should have a dedicated team that goes to the wiki pages and cleans this up.
I see. Okay, thanks for that, Olivia. You raised an interesting point about the wiki. I mean, I have to say the wiki is, how should I put it, a challenge to navigate because there's a lot of content there, and, you know, over time there's a lot of stuff there. I have to say our at-large website has made a big impact into how information is organized. So I would say probably the wiki reorganization and updating has been put on the back burner while the at-large website was, you know, development took place. But perhaps, you know, we do need to, perhaps for working groups, perhaps we need to look at probably a new layout or reorganizing of how the working group is presented to anybody visiting the working group, because I think potentially what happens is that when a person goes to a working group page, and especially if they're not accustomed or to at large and how it works, I think they might just get a little bit put off as to how to engage properly into it or how to join it properly. So perhaps that's something, perhaps something that could be looked at. I think it's something that could fall under outreach and engagement because it's not so much a technology issue, per se. But that's just a thought. Just a thought. Any thoughts or comments? Glenn? Yeah, you may be muted, Glenn, so not hearing you. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Glenn, we're still not hearing you.
Hi.
We can hear you very faintly.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, it's still very faint, but I can hear you.
Okay, I'll try to speak up loud. My comment on the engagement with potentially new members or just engaged educating people is more informal rather than just a documented process. What we've been doing, myself and some other volunteers, is helping photograph all the fellows and engage them at their reception. So this personal one-on-one, not a heavy sell or a hard sell, but more of a interpersonal relationship, and I think that works quite well. So I would say that we should also try to encourage that with other members. We have a number of civil society people who've gotten a fellowship. Maybe some way we can try to reach out to them, especially and target them as well. So that's just my general comment.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. So this is Dave. Okay, and actually a good point, actually actively following up with fellows, reaching out to those fellows and so forth. I think that's probably perhaps whether a point person for each region can contact the fellows from a particular region to see how, if they can get involved and follow up with that. That's actually a good idea. All right, and I know we're coming to the top of the hour, so I do note the comments. Some people are saying that it's a good idea regarding the wiki in terms of how to organize the wiki and so forth. So, all right, so perhaps let's work a little sub-team to try to organize the working group wiki page and see, perhaps if some people are interested in that. Okay, let's see if we can cuddle and try to come up with a new layout and bring it to the group for comments. All right. Glenn, you have a quick follow-up before I... Or is that it? Nope, okay. Very well. This is Dave. Okay, so I just want to quickly ask, I'm thinking for the next outreach and engagement call, perhaps should be in the next... I think I do want to have at least an outreach call at least once a month, most definitively for sure. And perhaps we probably do need perhaps even a second outreach call per month. So I do,
hell
since
no.
It's the beginning of the month. The hell no? Well, I do want to suggest that we should have our next outreach and engagement call towards the end of this month, since we didn't have an outreach and engagement call in July. Just so we can count, especially when it comes up to a possible meeting on ICANN 57 outreach activities. So my thinking would be that we'd have a second outreach call towards the end of the month, perhaps during the week of the 22nd or the 29th. All right. Any other business? Anybody has any comments or questions? Last call quickly. Once, going twice, going thrice. Okay. Fantastic. Okay, so I'd like to thank everyone for attending this call, and thanks for the contributions and suggestions. And as you see, we do have a lot of work on our agenda. And I look forward to working on all of these agenda items. I'd like to thank everyone for the call and have a pleasant good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Thanks
to the interpreters. This call is now adjourned.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The meeting has been adjourned. The audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much for your participation and have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Mute all.